Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. My name is Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. And you are spot on dressed in your red, white, and blue today. Today's episode is going to be special. Today's episode is about our veterans. First and foremost, we want, you know, given that it was Veterans Day earlier this week, we want to celebrate that and say thank you to all of our veterans that served, and also thank you to the families of the veterans that supported them and supported their families while during the service. So, David, I'm excited to dive into this episode today.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100% thankful. We wouldn't have what we have if it was not for our veterans. So as we always do, we'll kick off with a little quote here, a quote that I love from Miss Eleanor Roosevelt, and that is, "Freedom makes a huge requirement of every human being. With freedom comes responsibility." And I just thought that was great. You know, we always talk about, you know, the price that our veterans are willing to pay for our freedom. So I thought that was very fitting. And then the other thing, the business side of Lindsay and I, we always say with a lot of freedom in our own business ownership comes with a lot of responsibility. If you do not have those things tied together, in my opinion, you're certain to fail at some point. So one thing I think, Lindsay, we are going to kind of kick around as we celebrate our veterans is the responsibility of the Veterans Association, the VA, Veterans Affairs. And that's going to kind of be something we want to just circle up on. I think there's a lot of myths. There's a lot of facts. There's a lot of detail and data. So one thing I would just say before we get going is a reference for all that are seeking out what responsibility does my VA and my service provide to me. www.va.gov is an outstanding resource for you to get those answers. And even better for a guy like me, you just type in the search box, they hit you with a little AI find, and usually that va.gov is the first thing that pops up on whatever question you may have, because we may have something that you don't know or did not know before today, but we don't have all the answers. So it's going to send you there if you're looking for more.
Absolutely. And David, you're spot on. There are so many myths oftentimes about what the VA does cover, because one thing that I have noticed is when we are, you know, especially us serving our seniors, and we have a lot of folks that have, you know, served in the service, oftentimes they do feel like the VA will cover all of it, just because maybe they served for a year or 4 years or 10 years. And, you know, to speak to that, David, you know, what does the VA cover as far as, you know, as far as the benefits?
With what? What specifically? Because they do cover a lot. There are a lot of benefit categories that the VA offers, and I was happy to uncover that. But when you talk about a specific burial,
yes,
benefits,
as far as burial benefits, yes, as far as a service-connected death.
Okay, so yeah, service-connected death, they're always going to cover a plot in the ground in a national cemetery, right? So so that is one thing that sometimes can get a little misconstrued, is that, oh, they give me a plot. Well, that plot is available in a national cemetery. So if one of those is not convenient to you, or you are not willing to be moved, be traveled to be buried in a national cemetery, then that plot is not necessarily a free plot that you have because you don't want it. So the plot, a gravestone in that national cemetery and a flag. That is something that's coming. But again, if you don't want that, there's a burial allowance. So when you said the burial allowance is there, a service-connected death is going to equal up to $2,000 in burial allowance. And that would basically be cash that you could use for a plot for the funeral service. Headstone, the list goes on and on with, you know, one of the biggest expenses that we talk about that a lot of people don't think about is that travel cost, you know? Yeah,
absolutely. Well, and oftentimes, especially when I was sitting down with our clients is, you know, hey, Dad does want to be buried there, but there's no spot for Mom. Right. So that's something to really kind of take into consideration, because especially if, you know, if they've been together for 40 or 50 years and, you know, you're when you go home, right, you go on to the greener grass, you want to be next to one another. Right. Most of them do. And so that's typically a myth that a lot of folks aren't aware of.
Yeah. And then I was just going to touch on a non-service connected death, right? So that is probably more likely. That is probably more than likely what most people will be looking at when they pass on. Hopefully not a service connected death. But if it is a non-service, then it's only $978. So the same thing, you know, again, what you can remember is that National Cemetery does offer you that place in the ground with headstone. And there's a lot of expense there if you look outside of that in just a public cemetery. You know, if we want to quickly talk about the expenses that come along with that, those can blow the roof off the house real quick. So place in the ground, headstone, services, you can easily run those expenses up to $20,000 if you want a true in the earth burial without a cremation involved.
So. Well, and that really leads me to the next question is, you know, why is a final expense plan still essential, even though you may have some VA benefits? Why is that still essential?
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, the one thing we say is that final expenses aren't necessarily just what it's going to cost to put you in the ground. It could come along with credit card expense. It could come along with hospital bills. You know, hospital bills are something we can also dive into as far as a VA responsibility and benefit. But again, your services, if you just look at final expenses, and the amount of time you spend with the cemetery, whether you do a visitation or a one-day, two-day, a service there on site, or you're transported to your church. So there's time involved and there's people always involved with those licensed, certified people that are able to move a dead body. That is something that is restricted. No matter what everybody wants to tell you, sometimes when you get out and see some of these folks, but that's a big expense. So you're looking at what am I going to do at the funeral home? Is there going to be any kind of visitation? Then what are we going to do? Are we doing a cremation? Are we going to do a burial? What kind of casket? So we have a casket rental, or we have something that we're putting in the ground. There's expense tied to all of that. So national averages, again, if you look at an in-ground burial, they are running about $10,000 to $11,000 right now. So if it's a non-service connected death and we're not going to a national cemetery, that $1,000, $978 that the VA may give you is certainly only going to cover 10% if we look at a national average funeral. So that is the importance of a final expense plan without getting into what commonly happens at the end of life. And that is We may spend time in hospital. We may have had, there's a reason why we passed in most cases. It's doctor bills, things like that. And life cost, right? Like credit card bills. Did I have to buy a new heater for the house 2 years before I passed and didn't pay that off? So.
Correct. Well, you know, with the average cost of a funeral being between $10,000 to $12,000, and so many misconceptions about, you know, even though I feel strongly that the, you know, our veterans deserve everything because of the responsibility and what they paid for us to live free. I mean, truly live free. There's only a very small portion of what the VA is going to cover. And so, you know, really to help shine light to that and help let folks know that, yes, even though, you know, the VA may cover a small portion, whether that be $978 or up to $2,000, if it was a service-connected death, ensuring that they still have something in place that's going to help cover their funeral or the rest of their mortgage or whatever that may be for their family, because that truly is essential.
Yeah, and I think the other biggest category that folks are going to deal with and maybe get misled in the thought that the VA is going to take care of everything for me is their health care. Mm-hmm. You know, we just talked about it, final expense, end of life. Not always is it just your burial. Could have been what happened the last month, 2 months that you were alive and you were stuck in the hospital, unfortunately. So just when you think about, because that is a benefit, that is a responsibility, and that is something that I personally, not as a veteran, thankful for all who have served, do not have. I do not have a VA opportunity for myself, but that is a lot of times not your best option, maybe because of wait times, the level of service that you get. So the VA serves you very well when it comes to health care and the fact that you are not going to pay for that. And that is their responsibility to provide it for you for your service. But it's not always the most convenient. So, you know, the two things that we know that we see over and over and over again are your prescriptions, medications, and then services at the VA facility. Those are their responsibility, and they certainly owe those to you. And those are things that usually will not take any expenses out of your pocket. But, you know, Lens, when we think about it, we've dealt a lot in the Medicare space here over the past few years. And just for your father, so to say, in his case, a veteran, mm-hmm. a Marine, and was paying for his Part A, Part B, not anything additional to that, and using the VA for everything. In a lot of cases, he had his Medicare coverage, the 80-20 coverage, but he didn't have anything on top of that when he could have, right? So there are avenues for you to put additional layers of protection in place for yourself, even if you do use the VA hospital and doctors and care physicians and their medication facilities the way that you should.
Correct. And, you know, as we're talking about healthcare and all those things that the VA does cover and doesn't cover, you know, when you're thinking about our veterans, you know, and how should the veterans, if they, you know, served for maybe 20 years or 30 years, whatever that time frame, you know, someone that was higher rank, how should those individuals view their retirement accounts or pensions or survivor benefits? How should the veterans view those?
View them as a blessing, of course. You know, there's not, for, we'll take life insurance first. And life insurance is something that is offered, and we would compare it to an employer, right? So, you have the SGLI, a service members group group life insurance plan that you have available to you as a service member, active duty service member. That plan, just like a lot of employees' plans when they leave their company, that SGLI coverage stays at the company. You have the ability and the opportunity to convert that just like a regular employee would do of a company. But what usually we find in those cases, and I personally haven't dealt with this, with VGLI, that's Veterans Group Life Insurance. So you can convert to a VGLI as a life insurance group, life insurance offering. But what we see company-wise from civilian companies is that it's usually unaffordable for the type of coverage that you're looking for. So that is something to be very aware of. If you go through your active duty thinking that you have this SGLI insurance that's going to be there and I've got $300,000 or $250,000 in coverage, that will change when we retire. So that would be the life insurance benefit that that a service member has, which is kind of the space that we live in. Now, from what I've seen, a lot of a true pension, an actual pension is needs based, and it's traditionally low income. Now, VA.gov is going to give you specifics on what those dollar amounts look like. But in most cases, I don't think that unless you're permanently disabled, I hope that you don't have to qualify for that. But again, permanently disabled veterans, especially any wartime incidents, issues, there are extra benefits that are allotted and given to those folks.
Right. Well, and that's really where, like you said before, where life insurance really kind of helps connect that bridge, right? Helps ensure that anything, you know, whether it be for your family, your children, any bills outside. I know that, David, you've spoke to this before that, you know, typically a national average that folks have what, around $65,000 to $70,000 worth of debt when they pass away. And, you know, I would think as someone who has served our country, you know, they've put their own life on the line, and that they would never want to leave their family in a position like that, because they've given their life for people that they don't even know.
100%. Yes. And those are the numbers. So, you know, our servicemen and women, as they have separated themselves from civilian life in one aspect, they have not in the fact that they're American. And the average American, yes, 75% of Americans die with debt, and that average debt is north of $60,000 at this point. So making sure that adequate life insurance is in place usually is the solution for those left behind.
Absolutely. And you know, as far as legacy planning, you know, why do you think that that's especially important for the military families, like to plan out their legacy, plan out, you know, what that's going to look like, having all those things taken care of when that day does come for their family?
Well, I think it's as important for a service member as it is for anybody. And that is that you don't want your lasting memory or your last memory to be a debt or something, you know, a GoFundMe account. You work so hard, especially those that serve, because they sacrifice and they give themselves for others, right? That is a legacy that you have that not everybody can say they have. I truly laid my life down for someone else, whether it was taken during that duty or not. I still was there and ready to give it. So to walk through the rest of your life and that last memory be that we can't figure out how to come up with the $5,000 it's going to cost to cremate, or the couple thousand dollars that it may cost to transport this man or woman to a national cemetery, so we don't have to worry about that. That is the last thing that you want to leave as your legacy. So with proper planning and proper relationships with the right people, those are things that can be avoided.
Absolutely. Absolutely can be avoided. And you know, we are here to help anyone, regardless if you are in the service or not, but really help take care of those problems that you're just trying to figure out, right? You're trying to figure out, hey, how am I going to make sure that there isn't a burden left to my family when I do pass? Because that, you know, as individuals get older, that is something that they worry about and they think about. And oftentimes people, we try to defy that and say, oh, that's not going to happen to me. But, you know, we're never promised tomorrow. And so that is something that we can absolutely help folks with. No doubt about that.
Yeah, life's right. You know, life's every day. And you don't know what tomorrow may bring. And I think with that is where we can come back to that freedom that we get to walk into tomorrow comes with responsibility. And one thing we also say about this country is, yes, it is free, but it does cost a lot of money to live here. So, you know, again, partnering with the right people and making the right choices and potentially some minor sacrifices can leave the legacy that you want to leave, that allows for you to be celebrated for the sacrifices and the services that you made, that we celebrate. You know, we celebrate on these many, many days throughout the year. We get to highlight those folks that have made that sacrifice for us. And we cannot say with words how thankful we are for that.
Yes. Again, thank you to all of our veterans. We are most definitely thankful for you and for our freedoms. And again, thank you to all of our Hype listeners. And make sure to like and subscribe. And we will see you all next week.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's HIPE.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast. If you've got credit card debt, you are not alone. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Consumer debt is piling up in this country. In fact, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York says as of this year, Americans hold more than $1 trillion in credit card debt. That's trillion with a T. And the average interest rate, it's hovering around 20%, sometimes even higher. That means if you're only making the minimum payment each month, most of your money isn't even touching the balance. It's going straight into the lender's pocket as interest. And that debt, it adds up, quietly, consistently, and often painfully. One of the smartest money moves you can make is to avoid going into debt in the first place. Robin Growley is head of consumer deposits at Bank of America.
Even if you're spending with a credit card and you have a bit of a higher limit, don't max that out, right? Just spend with what you've allocated for in your budget. But anytime you're spending on that credit card, you have to make sure that you're paying that monthly balance off on time and in full, because that's really the key to building your credit history.
But maybe you're not there right now. If you feel like you're drowning in a sea of credit card debt, there is hope out there. A debt management plan, often offered through nonprofit credit counseling agencies, can help you consolidate those payments into one monthly amount, often with lower interest rates. These aren't shady payday loans or too good to be true ads. Experience says these are regulated, real programs built to get you back on your feet. And here's why that matters. Your credit score. Growley says it's not just a number.
Well, a good credit score is so important to our financial journey, right? And all the doors kind of that good credit score can open for us. So things like renting an apartment or getting a favorable rate on an auto purchase, a good credit score is so important to be able to do those.
And so if you've been avoiding your statements or feeling the stress build every time your phone lights up with a balance alert, make a plan and ask for help if you need it. Because this isn't about shame, it's about taking back control. With the Retirement.radio network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.